at 10 tonight on WGXC, please consider making a pledge at WGXC.org/donate or calling 518-697-7400 during our winter pledge drive and become a sustaining supporter for just 17 cents a day, $5 a month, and you can help make sure that local teenagers still have a place to hang out on the local airwaves.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live, WGXC, Wave Farm, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Today, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a low-key vibe. We got music, we got a solo show, and we're going to be advertising a homie who's been on here before, Leon. So, you know, sit back, turn up the radio, and just have a good time at Clubhouse. Without further ado, I'm going to play you the news and the weather.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Friday, February 17th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Raga Justin reports in the Times Union that three of the state's largest human services agencies, the Office of Mental Health, the Office of Addiction Services and Supports, and the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, are facing a workforce shortage. This comes at a time when their services are in demand. Governor Kathy Hochul's budget proposal includes a 2.5% cost of living adjustment for those workers to lure new employees and retain veterans. Carrie Nyfield, who heads the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, said that a 5.4% cost of living adjustment for state workers included in last year's budget have helped recent retention rates stabilize. But Assemblywoman Eileen Gunther, an Orange County Democrat, said the proposed 2.5% cost of living adjustment this year is, quote, absolutely an insult, unquote. She wants an 8.5% cost of living adjustment. State Senator Samra Brock, a Monroe County Democrat who has worked in the nonprofit sector, has a this legislative session has a bill that would tie cost of living adjustments to inflation automatically. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Noah Zweifel reports for the Altamont Enterprise that the Hilltowns Community Resource Center has moved a few doors away from its previous location at the Westerloo Reformed Church on Route 143. The business Hanny Reels donated the property to the Hilltown Community Resource Center. Hanny Reels Chief Operating Officer Elaine Gruner said that The company, quote, has long supported the mission, unquote, of the Resource Center, quote, as they do great things for people often located too far from other resources in the Capital District, unquote. Jen Hyde, the executive director of Catholic Charities, which oversees the Resource Center, said, quote, we have private space where a person could meet for things like supplemental nutritional assistance program enrollment or a private one-to-one meeting with a practitioner or maybe health insurance enrollment, unquote. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. News 10 in Albany reports that the Columbia County Sheriff's Office is warning residents about a scam involving dump trucks and pickup trucks with loads of stone. The Sheriff's Office says male suspects operating dump trucks and pickup trucks park on the town or county roads and flag down residents and try to offload the stone, sometimes with the initial promise of no cost. Sometimes they pull into residents' driveways and then first offer the stone for free before asking for some sort of payment. Homeowners are then given a very large bill, which police say they sometimes feel pressured or obligated to pay. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office says residents should report any incidents like this at 518-828-3344. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 17th. Local early morning temperatures range from 42 degrees in Medusa to 54 almost everywhere else, including Tannersville, Copaic, and Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 41 degrees. Rain is coming, due to peak around 10 a.m., then fall off by dark. Mercury hits a high note of 55 at about the same time, 10 a.m., then slides downward steadily through the afternoon, hitting 33 by dark, making afternoon travel potentially hazardous, especially in the elevated areas. After dark, wind gusts blow away the last of the rain, but shouldn't get strong enough to knock out power. A low temperature of 20 degrees ushers in a cold but dry and mostly sunny Saturday with a high of 43. Overnight, building clouds keep the temperature from dipping lower than 25 degrees. Nah, it is still February. Sunday, cloudy, breezy, with a high of 47. Monday, looking warmer, hitting 51 degrees, but might have some afternoon sprinkles. Sunset today will be at 5:15 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:45 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances have dropped to 1%, and the incoming CME is due to arrive at 1 p.m. local time. But that is just it, stepping through the door. G1 class storms are expected upon arrival and will intensify to G2 class storms overnight into tomorrow, making auroras still possible for our area. Follow along this weekend at the Space Weather Prediction Center from NOAA. Just make it an initialism, swpc.noaa.gov. Or just do a search for, again, the Space Weather Prediction Center from NOAA. Solar wind speed is currently 492.2 kilometers per second at 6.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad and not expected to get any better overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4.6, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 101. And if you like what you hear or think you have something to contribute, whether it's money, insight, or talent, head on over to WGXE.org and share something with your neighbors.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high. Doesn't really matter to me.
just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama,
will you do the bandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico!
Oh, I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
We will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah. We will not let you go.
We'll
not let you go.
Never.
We'll not let you go.
Oh,
no, 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 no.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me. For me.
Baby,
can't do this to me, baby.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting you live from WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Oh, look at that, Queen, you know. I'm a big Queen fan. Poor Freddie Mercury. Nothing really matters to him, but you know. I hope Clubhouse Radio means a little something to you. Or if Queen does too, come on, you know, we can bond over some mutual interest. Today we have a little bit to talk about. Some good and some bad, you know, as it is with the world. But we've had a guest on the show before called Leon, and he's a very nice guy, so of course we're going to give him a shout-out. If you know where Kerwin's is on Catskill, I'm pulling up the address right now while I talk about it. It's going to be another performance that he's throwing. You know, he's so talented. He performs himself. He gets a roster of a bunch of people with a bunch of different talents. So he's a super cool guy, and it's going to be a Valentine's theme from what it seems. So that's super exciting. I have it right here. It's going to be February 18th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Catskill, New York. A little bit of a hard name for me to pronounce, you know, my little ADHD brain. Bogardus Avenue. Bogardus Avenue. It's $20 to get in. But he's super talented. He's bilingual. He speaks Spanish and English. And he, like, switches back and forth in his songs. It's, like, super fun to watch. And his guests are always super cool. I remember I went to his performance. He had a comedian. Man, I was dying laughing with my friends the whole time. So, yeah. Anyways, that being said, you know you're listening to Clubhouse Radio. We're going to tune out. Going to play another song after this. Right now, we're playing Killer Queen by, you know, Queen. But that being said, I'll see you guys soon.
Telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even dress myself.
It's killing me to see you this way.
'Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
Tell her that I miss our little talks.
Soon it will be over and buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am all right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear. 'Cause though the truth may bury this, shit will carry on.
Don't listen to a word I say.
Hey!
You're gone, gone, gone away. I watched you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon. Now wait, wait, wait for me. Please hang around. I'll see you when I'm gone. I'll see you. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our body safe to shore.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live from WGXC, wavefarm.org. You know, we chilling around Catskill, Acre, and Hudson. But if you're further out there listening to us through our website, that's cool, too. We welcome everybody. You know, this is a safe space for all my homies. No matter what you look like, no matter who you are, no matter what you think like, you know, that's what the Clubhouse is for. And since I care for you, here's the daily reminder to stay hydrated. It's good for your health, guys. Don't be lacking on drinking that water. But anyways, also don't be lacking on our Winter 2023 Pledge Drive. Since, you know, we offer a lot to the public here at the Clubhouse. And if you don't know, hello, everybody. We're the Clubhouse. You can come chill. We have a bunch of locations around Greene County. You know, I'm here at Catskill broadcasting to you live. We have a place to just sit back, chill, watch TV and eat food. You know, we offer a bunch of programs. We do music programs where we offer performances for people. And speaking of performances, we also have our friend Leon, who is going to be doing a nice little Valentine's Day performance. A little late, but you know, it's never late for love. February 18th, that's going to be 6 through 7:30 p.m. on 3rd Bogardus Avenue. Said at that time. Struggled before, but that's okay. Catskill, New York, and you know, he's very talented, speaks Spanish and English, has a bunch of cool people lined up. Jesse Murphy, Michelle Wilson, Adrian Lozano, Maddie Dube, and of course Leon himself. But on top of that, we also got the Winter Pledge Drive. Got a little distracted, you know, my ADHD brain. You can donate to keep us running, because we love you. It's okay, you don't have to. I don't want to guilt trip you, because it's unconditional love from me to you, you know. At wgxc.org/donate, wgxc.org/donate, and the pledge drive number is 518-697-7400. Once again, that is 518-697-7400. So, you know, I'm talking to you, my homie, my listener. And if you didn't get water yet, you know, you better be chilling with me some water, because it's good for you, and we love you. But yeah, I'm DJ Cola, and with that being said, we're going to play you another song. And if 6:30 comes around, we're going to play you into the news. But this song is by NF. My brother and I are a big fan of him. He's actually teasing a new album. We got a little bit of our rap radar here. So he dropped one of his new songs. It's put together so well. It reminds me a bit of Kendrick. So I'm going to play us into that. And then, you know, I'll see you later. And it's never goodbye. So we see you soon.
Oh, I'm on my way. I'm coming. Don't lose faith in me. I know you've been waiting. No, you've been praying for my soul. Oh, oh.
dragging your feet, telling me I'm the reason we're stagnant. 30 years you've been claiming your honest and promising progress. Well, where's it at? I don't want you to feel like a failure. I know this hurts, but I gave you your chance to deliver. Now it's my turn. Don't get me wrong. Nature had a great run, but it's time to give the people something different. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my album. Hope. What's my definition of success? Listening to what your heart says. Standing up for what you know is. Right where everybody else is. Talking them to between their legs. What's my definition of success? Creating something no one else can. Being brave enough to dream big. Grinding when you're told to just quit. Giving more when you got nothing left. It's a person that'll take a chance on something they were told could never happen. It's a person that can see the bright side through the dark times when there ain't one. It's from someone who ain't never had nothing and afraid to walk away from more power because they'd rather do something that they really love and take the pay cut. It's a person that would never waver or change who they are just to try and gain some credibility so they can feel accepted by a stranger. It's a person that can take the failures in their life and turn them into motivation. It's believing in yourself when no one else does. It's amazing what a little bit of faith can't do. If you don't even believe in you, why would you think or expect anybody else that's around you to? I done did things that I regret. I done said things I can't take back. Was a lost soul at a crossroad who had no hope, but I changed that. I spent years of my life holding on to things I never should have kept, full of hatred. Years of my life carrying a lot of baggage that I should have walked away from. Years of my life wishing I was someone different, looking for some validation. Years of my life trying to fill a void, pretending I was in. They get it. Pains are necessary, evil, difficult to go through, yes, but beneficial. Some would say that a mental breakdown is a negative thing, which on one hand I agree, but on the other hand, it was the push I needed to get help and start the healing process. See, if I didn't ever hit my bottom, would I be the person that I am today? I don't believe so. I'm a prime example of what happens when you choose to not accept defeat and face your demons. Took me 30 years to realize that if you want to get the opportunity to be the greatest version of yourself, sometimes you gotta be someone you're not to hear the voice of reason. Having kids will make you really take a step back and look in the mirror, at least for me, that's what it did. I wake up every day and pick my son up, hold him in my arms and let him know he's loved. Love standing by the window questioning if that is ever going to show up. Up isn't something he's gonna have to worry about. Don't get it twisted, that was in a shot. Mama, I forgive you, I just don't want him to grow up thinking that he'll never be enough. 30 years of running, 30 years of searching, 30 years of hurting, 30 years of pain, 30 years of fearful, 30 years of anger, 30 years of empty, 30 years of shame, 30 years of broken, 30 years of anguish, 30 years of hopeless, 30 years of hey, 30 years of never, 30 years of maybe, 30 years of later, 30 years of fame, 30 years of hollow, 30 years of sorrow, 30 years of darkness, 30 years of day, 30 years of baggage, 30 years of sadness, 30 years of stagnant, 30 years of change, 30 years of patience, 30 years of suffering, 30 years of torment, 30 years of pain, 30 years of bitter, 30 years of lonely, 30 years of pushing everyone away. You'll never be wrong. I know I can change. We are not enough. We are not the same. You don't have the heart. You don't have the strength. You don't have the will. You don't have the faith. You'll never be loved. You'll never be saved. Might as well give up. Not running away. You don't have the guts. You're the one afraid. I'm the one in charge. I'm taking the hell. I'm taking the reins.
From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Columbia Memorial Health is pulling out of its plan to bring a medical center to Catskill. Columbia Memorial, in 2020, announced they would build a new medical center near Thruway Exit 21, where the Greene County IDA is trying to set up new businesses. Greene County Industrial Development Agency Executive Director April Ernst told county legislators last week, and I quote, "The Columbia Memorial Hospital option has expired, and we are moving away from the idea of a medical facility there," end quote. But hospital officials have visited a 14-acre site in the Kalkberg Commerce Park along the border of New Baltimore and Coxsackie on State Route 9W. Ernst said, and I quote, "We are still in talks. We are trying to keep them interested in doing some sort of medical facility still within the county," end quote. This week, Governor Kathy Hochul announced a $5 million grant for Columbia Memorial to construct a Greene County Health Center. According to the governor's office, the funding would be for a 40,000-square-foot facility, and I quote, to provide essential ambulatory surgery, cancer treatment, and specialty physician care to Greene, Columbia, and northern Ulster counties, end quote. Columbia Memorial's hospital is in Hudson. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Greene and Rensselaer counties recently passed tax breaks for first responders, and now state legislators are looking at more incentives to retain and recruit firefighters and ambulance workers. A group of lawmakers said in a statement, and I quote, "We must build on this victory and continue to make policy changes to ensure our essential EMS workers can earn a living wage and receive the training and support to serve communities across New York. The final budget must include stronger language to ensure these heroes receive the acknowledgement and resources they need to do these jobs," end quote. They are putting forth a bill that would allow EMS squads to be included in the New York State Health Insurance Program. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. WXHC reports that the new 19th Congressional District Representative, Mark Molinaro, has been hosting town hall meetings in the western part of his district. On February 16th, he held a short town hall in Cortland County and another in Broome County. Molinaro said he plans to hold similar events in each county he represents. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Being able to get together with residents so that I can hear you and you can hear me. Questions, answers, comments in a respectful way, I think so very, very important," end quote. Read more about this story at WXHC. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. We're broadcasting to you live from 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting to you in Catskill, Acre, and Hudson. But, you know, if you're somewhere else far away, we still love you. Listen, everybody's on board. Everybody can come along and party with us. Speaking of party, the 18th, I've mentioned this a few times the show, but if you're new, listen, I'll catch you up to speed. You're a homie too, okay? Everybody is. But we're going to have a Valentine's Day performance, or not Clubhouse specifically, but a good friend of Clubhouse, Leon. He's a performer that speaks Spanish and English, super talented, switches back and forth. Not only that, he has a bunch of different performers with him. It's going to be February 18th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. on 3rd Bogardus Avenue. And there's going to be a few people performing: Jesse Murphy, Michelle Wilson, Adrian Lozano, Maddie Dube, and of course, Leon himself. On top of that, we also have another thing going on here at WGXC. You know, we got the park at WGXC. There's so many different programs we have. Like, I'm just walking through town. Personally, I'm in Catskill. But, you know, we also have Hudson and Acre. So you might be walking town in Hudson and Acre, and you see, like, a little sign that says WGXC. That's because, you know, they're awesome. You know, I've been there at the park in Acre, and they're super loving people. They make everybody just feel so welcomed. And, you know, I'm trying to do the same to you, you know, because we're all homies. But that being said, we have a winter pledge drive if you want to support us. We have a goal this time of our minimum goal is to raise more than $1,250 per month in sustaining support. And on, you know, if you want to just chill and give us a message, too, that will support us, too. Because we love hearing what the community says, and that support also. You don't have to give us money for us to love you. You can just, like, chill in the background. We still got that unconditional love. You can even shoot us an email if you want to talk to us and approach us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. But that being said, I'm going to play you into a nice little sappy love song since we're on the theme of Leon's Valentine's Day performance. That's what it's going to be about, by the way. Super excited. I intend to go for sure because the clubhouse is actually bringing people. So, you know, if you go to the clubhouse on 455 Main Street in Catskill, you might be able to go with us. We might be able to pull some strings, you know. But that being said, we're going to play you Into Nothing by Bruno Major. So I will see you guys very soon. And remember, it is never goodbye. It is always see you later.
Tracksuit, some red wine, movies for two. We'll take off our phones and we'll turn off our shoes. We'll play Nintendo, though I always lose. 'Cause you watch the TV while I'm watching you. There's not many people I'd honestly say I don't mind losing to, but there's nothing like doing nothing with you. Dumb conversation, we lose track of time. Have I told you lately I'm grateful you're mine? We'll watch The Notebook for the 17th time. I'll say it's stupid, then you'll catch me crying. We're not making out on a boat in the rain or in a house I painted blue. But there's nothing like doing nothing with you. So shut all the windows and lock all the doors. We're not looking for no one, don't need nothing more. You'll bite my lip and I'll want you more, until we end up in a heap on the floor. Could be dancing on tabletops, wearing high heels, drinking until the world spins like a wheel. But tonight your apartment has so much of you. Who needs stars? We've got a roof. And there's nothing like doing nothing with you. No, there's nothing like doing nothing with you.
Georgia, right me out of my adventure. In my arms, I'll let me hold you. I'll never let you go again like I did or used to say. I would never.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to WGXC Wave Farm Clubhouse Radio. I'm your host today and sound engineer. I'm dual wielding right here. Listen, I'm just good like that. But we're broadcasting to you live from Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and maybe even somewhere else, you know. We have homies all around. I know some homies who listen to my show that are from, like, the UK, because I gave them the website, and they're my friends. But listen, we just had Valentine's Day. You could tell by the sappy songs I was playing. But, and I'm glad, because love is a very powerful thing. And it doesn't have to be romantic. It can be platonic. I have a bunch of friends, a bunch of homies I love. And it could even be, like, family love, because that stuff will get you through life, you know. Just having a close group of people you can trust. And we're here for you, too, at Clubhouse and WGXC. We're here for anybody who wants to shoot us an email at ourtownotruth. We have a bunch of different Clubhouse locations around Greene County. I'm coming at you from Catskill Clubhouse on 455 Main Street. So, yeah, how is your day? Because, listen, I'm talking to you because we're friends now. I'm holding you hostage, okay? You're listening to me.
Please don't turn us off.
But that being said, we're going to play you into another song. We're going to change it up a little bit. After playing a few love songs, we're going to get into a little bit of a more headbanging territory again. So, that being said, I'm going to play some old rock, Hotel California. Would you consider that headbanging music? You know what? Yeah. Any music is headbanging music if you like it enough. No matter what it is, if you vibe to it, you vibe to it. I know a bunch of people in my family who like this song. I got the music taste myself from my a little bit of the older people in my family. But yeah, I'm going to be playing Hotel California by the Eagles, and I'll see you guys very soon.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Wave Farm, broadcasting live, Catskill, Acre, Hudson. Today, right now, let me pause that. Country roads. You know what? I'm going to keep that in the background. We're going to welcome that. But anyways, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio, and today we're just having a low-key, chill Friday. But soon, we're going to have a bunch of things going on. This Saturday, the 18th, so tomorrow, we have a little bit of a performance by a nice guest we've had on here, a close friend of ours, Leon. It's going to be at February 18th, tomorrow, I said that, 6 to 7:30 p.m., Catskill, New York, 3rd Bogardus Avenue. Finally was able to pronounce that street name. I swear, at the beginning of the show, mispronounced it 20 different times. But that being said, hello everybody. I got some news for you. We're a bunch of sentient meat blobs floating on a rock spaceship. That's pretty weird. But it's pretty weird. What's pretty weirder than that is how you stuck through the show. Like, really. I appreciate that. This is why, like, no offense to the other homies. We love them still. You might be one of my favorites, though. Like, if you're sticking with us the whole time, what can I say? I just like people who spend time with you. It's my love language. But I love you regardless, because it's the season of love. I got a lot to love to give, you know. I don't try to hold hate in my heart, because it's just not good for you, personally, my opinion. But that being said, you know, another great event we have coming up, another field trip. We're going to do snow tubing. Yep. Snow tubing. I'm super excited for this one. You know I'm going. At Windham Mountain. So, you know, Catskill's super famous for its mountains in the area we're in. I'm not sure if that's one of them. I might be a little bit ignorant here, but I'm a little bit tired at the end of the show. Come on. Love me back here. It's Valentine's Day. Let me get away with it. But that being said, you know, WGXE. Really gotta give a huge shout out to them for just letting me do this show. You know, the fact I can just come on here and be a radio show host and engineer is pretty insane to me. They're just super cool. You know, we are in Catskill, Acre, Hudson. If you are listening and anywhere else, you're still super welcome, but that's where we broadcast, so that's where most of us are, you know, most of our family, because if you're listening, you're part of it. But if you're walking down the street in Catskill, Hudson, or Acre, you might notice that there's some little symbols that says WGXC on the side of, like, buildings and stuff. And that's because they just give so much opportunities to so many people. And it's super cool. Like, I know a few places in my town that broadcast to it just because I've been on walks. Like, the Catskill Maker Syndicate, I know, broadcasts. And a friend that I've had on here before from Art Oh My has broadcasts. Speaking of, like, art parks, we also have, like, an art park in Acre that you can visit, and this is all free to the public. You know, the way to our heart isn't money, it's love, but we will accept money. We are trying to raise funding to support everything how we do, and we're trying to raise a minimum of $12.50 a month or more and sustaining support. You can reach us at wgxe.org/donate. Once again, that's wgxe.org/donate. Or, you know, we're available if you want to call in too at 518-697-7400. And if you're just tuning in, I'm sorry. It's almost the end of the show. I wish I could have stuck with you longer for our Valentine's Day special, you know, because I love you. You're part of our family. And that being said, on the topic of Valentine's Day and, you know, Leon's performance, I'm going to play us out to a song, Just the Two of Us. So if you have a special someone, you can cuddle up and listen to Clubhouse Radio. That sounds pretty awesome to me, you know. That being said, you know, you're looking at your clock, you're looking at your watches, you might be even looking at your microwave time or your oven time. You know, it don't matter. We're, you know, and if you're not, also, I'm here to tell you we are approaching the end of the show. So, you know, we love you guys, and it's never goodbye, it's always see you later. So yeah, I'm going to play you out, And, you know, see you next Friday. We're always going to be here for you.
Just the two of us.